The following is transcribed.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who kills of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, with Superman still unaware of what is going on, Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen hears once again from Abdul, the man who presented him with the amazing genie.
Hello, Jim Olsen speaking.
This is Abdul.
Oh, yes.
I see that the genie Shoshaya has granted your first wish.
Boy, I'll say he did.
Then I presume you will ask him to grant another wish today.
Well, I don't know. I've been kind of wondering.
Go on. Ask him and he will grant it. Just as he did yesterday. But remember, the hour for communication with Shoshaya is 6 o'clock.
You know, gang, there's always one fellow or girl in the neighborhood who's looked up to by all the others. He knows the score. And it's a safe bet that most people look up to such a fellow not so much for what he knows, but for the things he does. The way he acts toward other people, his ability to get along with all boys and girls in town, no matter what their race, religion, or nationality. Well, gang, here are some pointers that might help you become the leader of your neighborhood. They've been tried many times and proven true. Now, check your own action against these questions, scoring 1 point for each yes and nothing for each no. Answer honestly. If your total score is 3 or less, then you'd better get on the ball and change your ways. If your total is 4 or 5 points, then you're about average. But if your score is 6 or 7, then, brother, you know the score. Now, here's question number 1. Are you interested in lots of things? For instance, if one of the boys on the block is keen in machinery, can you talk to him about it or listen to him while he explains a special type of machine to you? Or if another fellow is all wrapped up in stamp collecting or chemistry, ever take time out to ask him about it? Well, we know some guys who are interested in sports and nothing else. Anybody who isn't interested in sports, they call a bookworm. But the guy who knows the score also knows that people are interested in lots of different things, and he should be too. So, question number 1 is, are you interested in many things? Well, you think that over, and a little later in the program, we'll give you the other 6 questions. So be sure to keep listening.
And now, the adventures of Superman. A bearded man who wore a turban and earrings and who called himself Abdul presented a small bronze statuette of a creature half man and half ram to Jimmy Olsen, cub reporter for the Metropolis Daily Planet, saying it would make his wish come true. Later, to Jimmy's amazement, the genie actually appeared to talk. And when the cub reporter wished for a big news scoop, he was told to enter a deep sewer tunnel nearby, and his wish would come true. Jimmy made his way into the tunnel, where a terrific explosion occurred, and only the arrival of Superman saved Jimmy's life and prevented a citywide disaster. But Jimmy had his scoop, a page 1 story in the Daily Planet signed with his own name. As we continue now, it is the following morning. Superman, in his guise of mild-mannered, bespectacled Clark Kent, is in Lois Lane's office, where he is talking with the Daily Planet's girl reporter.
Isn't it wonderful, Clark? I mean, about Jimmy getting that terrific scoop.
No, Lois, I don't think it's wonderful at all.
Oh, now, Clark, don't tell me you're jealous.
Well, nonsense. But if a rat hadn't run into the trip cord and set off the dynamite charge while Jim was still 25 feet away, he would have tripped over the cord and been blown to bits.
Oh, good heavens. He was lucky, wasn't he?
And how? But he can't expect to be as lucky the next time.
The next time? What do you mean?
Well, my hunch is that Jim was deliberately lured into the tunnel by somebody who expected him to stumble over the trip cord and be blown up.
Oh, rubbish. Who would want to do that to Jim?
Well, I can't imagine. But once when I was questioning Jim about who gave him the tip, he started to mention a name and then caught himself. But what I heard sounded like Genie.
Jeannie?
Yes. Do you know any friend of his named Jeannie?
No, I don't. Mm.
I'm worried, Lois. I'm very much worried.
Why, Clark? It's all over now.
Oh, I doubt it. Somebody tried to kill Jim once. He'll try again.
Oh, now, Clark, I think you're imagining things as usual.
I'm not. I tell you.
Hello, colleagues.
What?
Why, hello, Jim. Congratulations. That was a terrific story.
Thanks, Miss Lane. Hi, Mr. Kent.
Morning, Jim.
Did you get a load of that headline? Daily Planet reporter discovers plot and Superman saves city from disaster by James Olsen. Not bad, huh?
Not bad.
Wonderful.
Take it easy, Jim. I'll see you both later. I got some work to do.
Gee, he wasn't very cordial, was he?
Oh, forget it, Jim. Tell me all about your scoop. Tell me about Jeannie.
Well, what did you say?
I said tell me all about Jeannie. You know, the one who tipped you off to that scoop yesterday.
How did you... I mean... What are you talking about?
Uh-oh. So Clark was right.
What do you mean?
He said you started to say that some girl named Jeannie tipped you off to the scoop and then you went mum.
Oh, yeah, well, he's wrong. I don't know any girl named Jeannie.
Now, Jim...
I don't, Miss Lane, honest.
Well, then why did you get so fussed just now when I mentioned the name Jeannie?
Who, me? What?
Yes, you can't fool me. Something is bothering you, Jim. Isn't there?
Oh, shucks. Look, Miss Lane... Do you believe there's any such thing as supernatural powers?
Supernatural powers?
Uh-huh. What I mean is, do you think, say, a statue of of anything could talk?
Whatever makes you ask such a silly question?
It's not silly, honest. Look, if it was a statue of, I mean, not really a statue,
Oh, just
but...
a minute, Jim. Hello? Just a moment, please. It's for you, Jim. Important.
Oh, thanks. Hello, James Olsen speaking.
Sahib Olsen, this is Abdul. I am happy, my friend. And my master will be happy to know that Shushaya has granted you your first wish.
Oh, you mean the...
Yes, Shushaya, the genie.
Oh, yes.
Now Shushaya is ready to grant your second wish this evening.
This evening?
Of course. Have you forgotten you are to express your wish to Shushaya at sundown, at 6 o'clock?
Well, no, but...
And remember, you are to wish in the same place you were last evening.
Oh, yeah, and Mr. Kentoff, I know.
Good. One other thing. Remember, if Shushaya is to grant your wish, it is imperative that you reveal nothing of what transpires between you to others. You understand?
Yeah, sure.
Very well then, my young friend. Good luck. And may Shushaya continue to favor you as you deserve.
Thanks. So long, Abdul.
Well, that was rather a strange conversation, Jim, judging by your remarks.
It was?
Yes. Who's Abdul?
Oh, a kind of a friend of mine, Miss Lane.
I see. Now, what did you mean before when you asked me about supernatural powers and statues, which weren't really statues, being able to talk?
Oh, nothing, Miss Lane. I was just kidding.
Now, don't give me that. You had something on your mind, Jim. Now, come on, out with it.
No, thanks very much, Miss Lane, but I'll settle this myself this evening.
Warned by the mysterious Abdul not to reveal anything of the genie to others, Jimmy Olsen decides to keep another rendezvous with Shushaya that evening. What will happen? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so keep listening.
Well, gang, here are the rest of the questions that will tell you if you know the score. Remember, score 1 point for each honest answer of yes and no point for no. Okay, here's question number two. Would you stick up for kids smaller than you who are picked on by tough guys? A boy or girl who wants to lead must help to see that no bullies get to first base. Question number three. Do you respect the right of any boy or girl to worship in whatever church or synagogue he chooses? You should, because whoever looks down on other religions is never looked up to by other Americans. Question number four. Do you speak up for the things you believe in? Yes, let everybody know just where you stand. A true leader speaks up for what he believes. Question number five. Are you up on what's happening in the world? You know, gang, the newspapers aren't just printed so that you can deliver them. They're also printed so that you can read them and know what's going on. Question number six. Do you insist on fair play at all times? And by all times, I mean even the times when you lose. That's true sportsmanship. And here's the jackpot question number 7. Do you choose your friends only because they're regular guys without caring what side of the track they live on? Now that's very important. Because a fellow who can size up another guy for what he's really worth is the one others will always look up to. Well, boys and girls, there you have them. The 7 questions that are the key to leadership and popularity. Use them to open the doors of friendship for you, and you'll always be tops.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. All day long at the Daily Planet, Jimmy Olsen has been on tenterhooks, watching Clark Kent come and go. Returning from police headquarters at 4:30, Kent shut himself into his office. And now, watching the long hands of the city room clock move to 5 p.m., 5:30, and then to 5:45, Jimmy is becoming desperate because Kent is still at his desk. And it is in Kent's office promptly at 6 o'clock that Jimmy has a rendezvous with Shushaya the genie. The time reaches 5:50, then 5:55. And the frantic Jimmy is alternately praying and racking his brains for some means to get Kent out of his office and out of the building. But he can think of nothing. And at 2 minutes before 6 o'clock, he just gives up all hope. When suddenly, Kent's door opens.
Hello, Jim.
Oh.
How come you're still here at this hour?
I'm expecting a message. Are you leaving now, Mr. Kent?
Yes, I'm meeting Inspector Henderson at Mayor White's office. Henderson thinks he may have a clue to that explosion last night.
Oh, well, you better hurry, huh?
Yeah, I'm on my way. Look, if Lois comes in before you leave, tell her where I am, will you, and ask her to wait?
Yeah.
I told her I'd discuss that Sunday feature with her.
Yeah, sure, I'll tell her. You better... Oh, gosh.
What's the matter?
But it's 6 o'clock. You better step on it. Hurry.
Hey, you sound as if you're anxious to get rid of me. Are you?
Well, me? Where'd you ever get that idea?
From the way you're behaving.
Well, what do you mean?
I'll talk to you about it later. There's no time now. So long.
So long, Mr. Kent.
Waiting tensely until Clark Kent has left the city room, Jimmy jerks open his desk drawer, snatches up the small carved box containing the bronze genie, and races into Kent's office, closing the door behind him. The young reporter sits down at the desk and with trembling hands removes the tiny bronze figure with the horned head of a man and the body of a ram, then sets it in front of him.
Oh, get a hold of yourself, Olsen. You know you really don't believe in this stuff. Uh-oh. The genie's rocking, like it did yesterday, just before it started to talk.
What is your wish, master?
Leaps. It's talking again.
Take your wish, master, and it shall be granted.
His eyes wide, Jimmy Olsen stares in awe at the tiny rocking figure of the genie. And he hears the same voice he heard yesterday promising to grant his wish. Jimmy's intelligence warns him not to believe what he sees or hears. But despite that, he finds himself speaking, uttering his wish.
Come on, Shushaya. Give me a big scoop, like you did yesterday, so I'll get to be a famous reporter like Mr. Kent.
What will happen as Jimmy wishes for the best? And Clark Kent fears the worst. We'll find out in tomorrow's thrill-packed episode, fellows and girls. So be sure to listen. Tune in same time, same station for Chapter 5 of The Secret of the Genie on The Adventures of Superman. Superman is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure Serial, soon to be shown at your local movie theater.
Stay tuned now for Adventure Parade, which follows in just a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.